You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. As controversy swirled around Bob Dylan's 2017 Nobel Prize for Literature, some argued that Dylan wasn't even the first songwriter to win that prize. That honor may belong to Indian songwriter, poet, and philosopher Rabindranath Tagore. He was born in Calcutta in 1861. He was awarded the Nobel Prize in 1913. He lived until 1941, and this is his music.
Meek bole the jabu jabu raat bole the jaai shagun.
My guest Moushumi Banerjee is the voice that you're hearing. She grew up listening to Tagore's music. And she's working to make the music and lyrics of Rabindranath Tagore more accessible to the world, and doing that with her project, Tagore Beyond Boundaries. Moushumi, welcome. It's so good to have you here.
Thank you so much.
You grew up listening to this man's music. Describe how he influenced you, especially as a child, as you heard it.
Oh, absolutely. I still remember summer nights, and in India, like, when it's full summer, you have jasmine and gardenia and all of those flowers blooming. And my grandpa had a very beautiful garden. So I would fall asleep, like, with all the aroma of those flowers drifting in the wind. And my mother would sing to me lullabies. And guess what? These were songs of Tagore. Those were my childhood lullabies, and then they became my life's mantra.
Aguner porushmoni chhumao prane e jibon punno karo e jibon punno karo.
So he has been a presence in your life for all your life.
Absolutely.
How important is he in India?
Oh, he pretty much dominates the literary and the musical landscape of the Indian subcontinent. And I should mention that not only in India, but in Bangladesh too. Interestingly, another fact about Tagore is, to my knowledge, Tagore is the only poet-composer whose creations have been adopted by two nations as the national anthem. So Indian national anthem as well as Bangladesh's national anthem were composed by Tagore.
And when you think of the songs, and I know he wrote hundreds of songs, didn't he? Were there main themes, or did he explore anything and everything in his songs?
So actually, he wrote more than 2,000 songs.
Well, that is more than hundreds and hundreds.
Yeah, yes. 2,200 plus songs. Mm. And very interestingly, his songs, I mean, I really think it's sort of a breathtaking fusion of his poetic and musical genius. And his songs, I mean, he experimented with various elements, and he used, like, elements from Indian classical music, but then he experimented with elements from the West, from Irish folk tunes, from, like, folk tunes from Bengal and from what is now Bangladesh. So he was a man who sort of loved to experiment, and he created a whole genre. Rabindrasangit, the genre that he created, Sangit means music in Bengali, still is the number one chart buster in the music industry in Bengal.
What makes his music and his work so hard to access and get into the world outside of Bengal?
Part of it is the language barrier, because these are written in Bengali. But I think part of it is the fact that it sort of, like, remained in the East. There hasn't been any attempts, to my knowledge, to really bring his music outside India, outside the Indian subcontinent, and to open it for the Western platform. Language is one issue, but then it's also the music, kind of the notations. Mm-hmm. You know, these are written in Indian notation, and that's not accessible for Western musicians. You know, I like to say that this is a work that is been, you know, it takes a whole village to raise a child, and it took a whole village to actually sort of do this.
And how is your nonprofit Tagore Beyond Boundaries helping to kind of open up the rest of the world to his poetry and to his songs?
So the initial attempt was to take his songs and, you know, take a selection of his 100 most popular songs and create Western transcriptions of those. That was a huge task. The initial phase of the project was kind of more of an academic pursuit. But music has to be heard, right? I mean, that's ultimately
the point of it.
That's the point of it. So what we are now doing is we take, you know, like we have transcribed those songs into Western music notation. And now we have orchestrated some of those compositions for the Western performers.
And are you doing this all yourself, or do you have someone you're working with?
Sort of the co-director on this project, my partner on this project is Dr. Rajib Chakraborty. He's a very famous sarod musician who is based in India.
Well, let's take a listen now to a composition. Well, and you're collaborating, it's so interesting, with Pioneer High School. So their orchestra and choir will be performing Tagore's music in April. How did that all come to be?
Oh, that's kind of that's an awesome story, and it has been a wonderful journey. Interestingly, I'm a member of the Rotary International of Ann Arbor, and I met someone there, Tom Millard, who is a retired music educator in the Ann Arbor Public Schools. So I talked to him about this project. He took a deep interest in the project. And I said that ultimately I want Western musicians to perform this. And can we actually engage kids? So that's how we started the dialogue with Pioneer. We went down there, and Jonathan Glaw, who is the director of orchestra at Pioneer, we met him and we went to his classroom, and the kids, you know, like since then it has been just like a wonderful, wonderful journey.
And they've been in rehearsals for a performance. When is that performance coming up?
April 17th.
So how have you seen students and their teachers reacting to Tagore's music? This music you know so well, but it's so new to them.
So it has been fascinating to see them, because one of the kids mentioned that, you know, like the sounds are new, right? Mm-hmm. They have been having a lot of fun, like, you know, sort of rehearsing, and then we send the scores have been prepared by somebody from India. It has been a real, real exchange.
Real collaboration.
A real collaboration.
Well, the Pioneer High School Orchestra and Choir performance of Tagore, Soul and Strings, happens Tuesday night, April 17th. It'll be held at Washtenaw Community College Towsley Auditorium. Moshumi Banerjee is a research professor of biostatistics at the University of Michigan School of Public Health, the singing professor, and the creator of Tagore Beyond Boundaries. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.